This is the sound of Worlds Beyond Number.
Ame, something grabs your foot.
There's something I hear with me! Are you dead? Is it dead? No! Wait, what?
Subi, what do you... Everyone, you know what? For the first time, everybody here, roll initiative!
Okay.
No.
For the first time.
15. 9.
16.
Ursulon, you are first to act. You can feel that you have grabbed the foot of something. There is something that is here, but you know that it knows the way out.
I'm going to grab the foot. Is it above me?
It's sort of horizontal. You know that the creature is mostly above you, and that you've burrowed through something that is clearly the rotten heart of a fallen tree, of which there are many in the Great Forest. Mm-hmm. But you've got the foot. So the bulk of this creature, which is much smaller than you, is above you because it's vertical and you were burrowing sideways.
Got it.
So you got the foot there.
I'm going to attempt to find its face. To see if it has eyes that I can, or just, I'm just going to grab around on this creature.
Give me athletics and you give me acrobatics.
18.
7.
You go to start grabbing. You can feel this creature.
I wriggle my foot out of the boot. I try to wriggle my foot out of the boot.
Yeah, incredible. You are left holding a boot as a tiny little foot pops out. What are you screaming to Sufi as this is happening?
Sufi, pull me out! I went around!
Sufi, what are you going... Okay, because you have the next initiative, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Sufi, what are you going to do?
Okay, so I walked around like people should. You should go around the thing and not over it. That's bad, and I hope you feel bad about that. Subi's looking at this like giant log. Did I notice like a change in the log's like density as it suddenly got
Give
heavy?
Me a nature check with advantage.
Goodbye, whatever that was. Okay. Wow, a 19.
A 19? Incredible.
Yeah.
What you notice looking at this thing is you recognize the telltale marks of termites. This, long ago, climbing up this would be quite challenging, but you actually believe that the exterior where you see Ame went in, this whole tree is quite soft. So you could pull, there's one big knot right near where Ame went in with a spur of branch coming out. And you feel like if you were to pull that, it's solid enough and the body of the tree is rotten enough that you could let this whole thing come undone.
That's what I want. So I'm going to try to time it when I see you starting to wriggle a little higher again. Like, hold on. And I want to run over to that weak bit of the wood and hopefully it's sort of where that like the new heavy density is and be like, I'm going to drop whatever's in there out of it and attempt to melt down the log by pulling at its weak spot.
You pull at this big branch. You yank the branch out. A bunch of grubs and bugs and all kinds of weird things that live in a big rotten tree come tumbling out. Ame. That is going to be your turn, but first we need a dexterity saving throw from, it's a DC 10.
Okay.
And it's going to determine whether you get to choose where you end up or whether you don't. Does Ursulon want to end up under the sort of rubble or on top of the rubble?
On top of the rubble.
Hell yeah.
I don't think he wants to be under rubble.
Yeah.
That is a 9.
So, there is some creature buried under all the rotten wood and mess. Ame, you give me a saving throw, but you give me one with advantage because you were higher up.
At 19.
Okay. So Ame, you kind of surf this, you know, pile of rot and sort of instant rotten wood chips as the bough comes out that falls. You are on top of it. It is your turn. You do not know what is still in the wreckage of the rotten tree.
Don't
I land on it, and I look under. Do I see my boot anywhere?
Give me
like a stockinged one, striped stockinged foot.
Give me
as befits a witch.
Witches do famously lose their shoes.
Too soon.
Way too soon, Brennan.
You're not allowed to say that kind of thing, okay?
I'm so sorry. Not my joke to make. Ame, give me a perception check.
Okay. 9.
You do not see your shoe. It went under the wood chips with everything else.
Oh.
So what does Ame do on her turn?
Well, I want my shoe back, so I start digging.
Wait, there's a monster in there. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know if it's a monster or not. It's just that something tried to grab me, but it's got my boot, and I want my boot back.
We have to go back to the first part where you said something grabbed you. It's not even that cool, a boot. There, I said it.
Ame, give me an investigation check.
Now what?
Ursulon, it is your turn. Ame has fully gotten the top half of her body buried in the wood chips again by digging for the boot.
I think Ursulon is now scared. I think between the grabbing the boot, the fuck is this? Now the tree is falling out. Now I'm covered in rubble. I think Ursulon is going to extricate himself as quickly as he can and use his hidden step ability to become invisible.
Okay, this is going to give me stealth and you give me perception.
Yes!
I got 3.
I got a 16.
Oh.
There is a flurry of wood chips. And a boot is resting. Do you keep the boot with you?
Of course I keep the boot with me.
Okay, so wood chips go everywhere. You are invisible. Where are you moving to in?
Not far. I think I'm just trying to get away enough to look and see what the thing I grabbed onto was and what it sounds like there was another thing that the thing was yelling at.
Cool. give me another stealth roll because we're going to make that with advantage because you're going invisible.
Okay. The 17.
17, cool. You vanish. Invisible. Give me a nature check.
Oh. Okay. Oh! that's 18 minus 2, 16.
16. As you're looking around, this place is both at once familiar and unfamiliar. The rotten tree you have just crawled out of, you once knew at a fraction of the size it is now. This was one of the trees from which the ivy hung. It made the door, and it must have fallen on the door, but it was smaller than this now. But you recognize this hill, and the babbling of a nearby stream is familiar to you as it was then. And you know that there should be a road in sight from here, but the forest is thicker than it was. It has grown more, perhaps, so it's hard to say. But you know the direction that the road would be in.
Mm-hmm.
Erica is looking at me like
the betrayal. Minute he stepped out of the door, I'm like, if Brendan does Fae time bullshit to me, I will lose my mind.
I have 100 generations of Irish ancestors going, do it to him, lad! Fuck with time! Fuck with time stuff! We love it! We absolutely love it! We can't get enough! Crazy fucking time fairy nonsense.
Look, I get it. The Japanese do it too, and it's bullshit.
Ame, you are rooting around for this. Suvi, it is your turn now as well. I'd say, we leave from combat. So we're not in initiative anymore. Combat. We leave from initiative.
It is combat because I would love to beat the pile of rubble with my stick that I'm holding to flush out the monster.
Incredible. You just start whacking into the ground. Yeah. You certainly scare a bunch of moths and grubs out of here.
They get what they get.
Ame, what do you do? You can, for the life of you, you cannot find your boot.
Where are you? Show yourself!
Can I see Soupy beating the shit out of the pile I was once in?
Easy, easy.
Okay, I'm gonna stay behind the tree for a second.
Can I make some sort of, like, I want to make an investigation check. Like, what is happening? Why is the boot gone? What was the thing? Did she lie?
No, she wouldn't. What's happening?
Give me an investigation check.
Yeah. Don't roll that die anymore.
What can you do with a 4?
I have a 4. What can you get? What can we make work with that? What can I see with that 4? I can see something.
You begin to snoop around, but you do not announce that you are snooping around. Ame, you see Suvi begin to like peer around looking for answers as you sort of call your mighty challenge out to the forest. What do you do as you notice Suvi doing this?
Oh, are they there? Do you get them? No. What's they? I still don't really clearly understand. Something grabbed me and something got my boot.
Was it a bug? Because there's a lot of bugs.
No, it's kind of... I'm not that small.
I don't know. I'm littler than you, but I'm bigger. So you are kind of bug small.
Come out! We know magic!
Wink. Yes! We are great wizards! And I accidentally let the branch hit my body because I forgot. I was just holding it over my head mid-swing.
Ow! Big wizards, you're safe.
Can give me an intimidation check, both of you.
It's a 3.
That makes sense.
A 3 and 5. Ursulon.
So two girls who are smaller than any of my, than half of my siblings.
Yes.
Announce themselves as great wizards.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to stay behind that tree.
I have a question. Do I smell anything?
Give me a perception check.
Can we do something that doesn't involve me rolling a die?
No, it's bad. The dice have turned against us.
What was it? It doesn't matter. It's 8.
8. The rot from the tree is most of this. In this moment, Suvi, you give me an arcana check, and Ame, give me an insight check.
Okay. 19.
14.
Okay.
You announce a mighty challenge to the forest. On a 14 insight check, Ame, you have sort of like bellowed and proclaimed yourselves as mighty wizards. I think that on that insight, it goes quiet. And you... I think have a moment of self-reproach of like, I think it doesn't occur to you what you should have done instead, but you can feel Grandma Wren's reproachful face being like, and then what did you do? Right. On a 19 arcana.
Don't you giggle at us.
On a 19 arcana. You look at the wood of the tree, and you do smell something. It's a smell a little bit like ozone, or a little bit like, no, what's the word? Aquaphor? No. The rain smell. There's a name for it.
There's a word?
Petrichor.
Yeah, petrichor.
Oh!
I love petrichor.
I did not know that's what that meant. Cool.
You smell a little bit of petrichor, the smell of that rain first hitting. But of course, it's a sunny day. but you remember at other times that you have smelled this. The last time you smelled it was about a month ago when your father was preparing to move you and your Aunt Steele and your mother. There's a little bit of this smell. It's not quite petrichor, but it's similar enough that you smelled any time your father used magic to move you from one place to another in the blinking of an eye. And that smell is fading. You think that something came here, moving sideways through worlds, moving in a way that things only move when they are crossing those thresholds that only great wizards can see.
I'm sorry. We lied about being mighty wizards. I was scared, and I just rolled my boot back. Please.
In whatever direction Ame is yelling, Suvi's going to turn and face, and just very slowly sort of rote, drops the branch, crosses her legs at the ankles, and just does her deepest, most polite bow.
Ursula's going to throw the boot back.
Now, this I won't need a roll for. Both of you watch a boot materialize from thin air, wisping out of invisibility and thunking onto the ground in front of you.
Oh, thank you. How did you do that? Oh my gosh, are you magic? Who's there? I'm Ame. And, do you want to introduce yourself?
Suvi is lost in this moment because she thinks maybe her dad's here.
Oh, God.
Ame creeps forward to pick up the boot. Did you see this? Yeah. That came out of nowhere, right?
It's what wizards do.
Are you a wizard?
No.
thank you for the boot. Are you trying to eat us?
No. I think at this point, Ursulan is going to appear again and just poke his head out to the side of the tree and look at look at you guys more. Like, just take you in.
You two young girls have spent a month absolutely freaking out if you found, like, a weird acorn. Like, you found a double acorn, and it's all you talked about for, like, the rest of that day. How magical could this double acorn be? What could we do with this double acorn? I'm sure Suvi popped off on all the, like, arcane principles that could be and the potions that you could make with a double acorn. Limitless potential. A wild one. What you, Suvi, recognize as a wild one. Yeah. And what you, Ame, would recognize as either a wild one or, as Grandma Ren refers to them, an honored friend, pokes its incredible head and magically fades as a cascade of wisps of light and bits of leaves and moths peel away the invisibility, and a fairy, a spirit, a creature of the other world is standing before you.
Ursula's gonna tuck right back behind the tree. an attempt. I can't do it again. But attempt to make himself invisible again. but unable.
You feel that a magic that normally flows through you effortlessly and easily cannot be summoned again to you. And everything intoxicating about that world, much like a sort of intoxicating alcohol, is also an alcohol in that it strips things away. That magic was available to you once and no more. The light of the mortal day has rendered you visible now that you have done your trick.
I think behind the tree, you're hearing Sufi scream.
We're hearing Ursulon scream.
I'm hearing Sufi scream. I think Ursulon is just looking at his hands, like trying to go invisible again. And I think does have like a little moment of panic alone by himself behind the tree while he's noticing that this thing that is usually normal isn't happening the way it should be right now.
For the first time in her entire life, Ame is absolutely dumbstruck. Completely speechless. This is the biggest thing that has ever happened. Sorry to frighten you, honored friend. my name is Ame, and I am the apprentice witch at in this little village, and we mean you no harm, and if you are in aid, then I am honor bound to try and help you in any way possible.
Also, I can say the village is named Toma.
Toma. Yes.
You announce that. Sufi, are you screaming and standing in place, or what are you doing?
Standing in place, screaming. Good plan.
Shh, wait, it's okay. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. If you scream too long, you'll pass out.
What is the reaction? What is the reaction that Ursulon has to the term used by the apprentice witch of the village of Toma, to the term honored friend?
Curren also called me honored friend.
Yes.
So I think, I forgot my name. I know my name. Can you just gotta give me a second, man?
My bad.
Ursulon. Your name is Ursulon. I think I'm going to, upon hearing honored friend, I think lean back out, look at Ame. Who's your father?
Oh,
is he a bear?
No. He's, just a guy. Not anybody really important.
Ursulon's gonna come out from, bring his whole body out from around the tree now. And I think stand at his, like, full height, I think, to seem a little imposing, just in case anyone wants to start screaming again. And those screams mean something bad. And is going to move closer to Ame and look down on her and say, I'm looking for honor. Do you have honor? I want honor.
Oh.
Do you have honor?
Excuse us a moment. I think it's more of like a idea or a concept, right?
Idea?
I don't think I have
concept?
Honor. Oh, he's
I think Ursulon fully is has no boundaries and has just followed you into this moment.
Oh, yeah. I think honor is something that you earn as you get older and are given chances to prove yourself.
You gave the boot back.
That's honorable.
That's honor. I have honor here, and he gestures to the pauldron.
Oh. Are you wearing it?
I am. I think I am wearing it now. Yes. This is honor. I have honor.
Armor. It's pronounced armor.
Honor. I have honor.
Armor.
Honor.
Sufi naturally defers to anything bigger than her, though. She's like, maybe I've been saying it wrong.
And I just want to go up and touch it.
You can look. And I come down and shift my shoulder so that you can see the reflection of your face in it.
Oh, there it goes.
Subi looks over, and it just says a little blip. That's not for you. That's for the reflection.
It is honor is special. It is, and honor is fun.
Oh, you think that honor is like a thing that you can touch?
You cannot touch honor, but you can have it, and I want it. I'm here. I'm going to have honor, and I'm going to have a quest.
You sound like knights from stories.
Knights, yes. I know knights. Sir Curran. Sir Curran? Do you know Sir Curran? Do you know Sir Curran? He has a father. He's a bear. My father's also a bear.
Who's your... We...
Yeah.
Heard of Sir Curran. Sir Curran.
Give me, we'll call it a DC 15 history check.
Come on.
Did you get it?
Let's go.
I absolutely, that's a 4.
18!
Oh my goodness.
Sir Curran, I'm going to do it this way. Suvi.
So you say that name out loud. And Suvi takes like two steps back from you and hits like a recitation pose. And you see her heel start to tap and her fingers start working as she pulls like rote memory out and starts reciting. Oh, yeah. Sir Curran of the Hawthorne Knight of Brookvale with a falcon and a horse.
Yes.
And his father was. And she like loses the beat a little bit. And then kind of stammers through it and finds it again. It says, Alfred of the Holly.
The bear of Brookvale!
Yes, yes.
Yes!
His father was a bear, like my father. And he had honor. And I am, I'm going to find him. And he's going to give me more honor.
That's a story.
What?
That's a story. I read it in a book.
No. No, he was here. He was here where we are. And I'm going to look more intently for the road.
When did you see him?
How would Ursulon think about time?
I don't think Ursulon would think about time in mortal terms.
Yes.
There are places in the spirit world that are always night, and there are places in the spirit world that are always day, and there are places where night and day move back and forth, and it's hard to say.
So about 10 minutes ago. No. This day I saw him.
Oh.
Subi is now just giving you such a look, Ame, like, that's not right. He's saying the wrong thing. That's a wrong thing.
This day I saw him. I saw him.
I don't think he could have come through here.
He gave me honor this day.
Do I know how long ago that story would be from?
You got a 19? Or you got an 18?
18.
On an 18, you don't. But on an 18, I think you would know where you could find that information. You remember that there is a contemporary in a story about Sir Curran, who was another knight who was an herbologist, and there's a plant named after that knight. So and there's a date attached to the discovery of that plant in one of the herbology books you've been studying.
I need you to come with me right now.
You'll take me. You can find Sir Curran.
Can you find a knight?
Yes.
Come with us!
Ursulon gets down on all fours and looks at you, eager to follow.
And then she just turns and sprints and stops and then looks over at Ame. Which way's home?
We go at Ame. Ame leads the charge, like sprinting through the woods, pulling on her boot as she goes. And we head back towards the cottage.
Incredible. Our three little kids scampering through the wood back to Grandmother Wren's cottage. You proceed as quickly as you can, knowing that this information is in this book. I will also say, this is perhaps a moment, if you wish, because of the nature of this feature, if you wished to take a background feature, which I believe is the background feature for the Sage background.
Ooh.
If only if you want to, just realizing as a suggestion, but their background feature does allow you to always know where if you don't get information, you always sort of know where it might be
found. That's very good. Yeah, let's do that.
That background feature is called Researcher. When you attempt to learn or recall a piece of lore, if you do not know that information, you often know where and from whom you can obtain it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's do it.
Nerd unlocked.
Nerd unlocked. I don't know that, but I know where I can find out.
as they sprint through the woods, over the hill, down the slope towards the cottage, Ame is peppering. I'm peppering you with questions with no expectation of answers. just saying like, okay, so you're an honored friend. Are you from the Fae Realm? What's your name? Do you you know magic? What kind of magic do you know?
I think Ursulon is like is eager at the idea of honor and the idea that these small girls will give it to me. And so like I hear like every third question. Yeah. So it's like Ursulon, the forest.
Like, what's your favorite foods?
I will say you guys clear from the wood line. And Ursulon, as you guys get to the little, there's that little sort of little patch of dirt right at the edge of the wood line, right down the hill from the shrine, that has that little bit of, it's a little bit grass bare because it's where animals come out from the wood line. But past that, it is green grass. There is a little swing hanging from the bough of a tree for the girls to play on, and a garden. And Ursulon, you're in the back as Ame leads the way and Suvi is behind Ame. Even when you met Sir Curran, you didn't leave the line of trees at the edge of the forest. What do you do as you get to where the path leaves the wood?
I think Ursulon pulls up on all, back on two legs, and goes, we must go further.
Oh, the book? There's a book. It's inside. We have to go. Come on. Come on. It's okay. Grandma Renna's really nice. She might even give you snacks. Are you scared?
Are we? Will we come back?
Yeah. We can come back if you want. Are you okay?
I haven't left. Ursulon's gonna look back into the wood. Honors at the house.
Well, Suvi just realized that she has now like told a lie and is just sort of just a look of consternation kind of overtakes her.
I was gonna show you. No. There's a book. It's got a flower. And the flower was named... There's another knight. And it's just like Sir Curran. But I wanted to... I don't think there's honor inside. But you could you should come inside.
We can learn more about where you can find honor.
Or you can stay. And I'll bring the book to you.
Ursulon, give me a perception check.
Happily. Oh, that's a cool 10.
You hear a buzzing. You look up past the garden and see four rich hives of bees up on the hillside. You see four rich hives of bees and a garden full of plants. All of this is strange as well. These are things you have not seen before either. But you, with all the strangeness of the cottage and everything else, you see those four hives and hear the buzzing of bees.
Do you have honey?
Oh yeah, lots of it.
Ursulon takes one step out of the forest.
motivated.
You take one step out of the forest, and you guys see Ursulon's footsteps into sunlight. Do you take a second step?
I think I look into Suvi's eyes, and I think about the fact that she knows Sir Curran. And I think about the kindness and honey that Ame has offered me. I'm going to take a second step out of the forest.
You, for the first time leaving the woods and now that you're no longer running, smell Ursulon, who is no longer hidden by the leaves of the trees, the sort of dappled, I think there's like your fur might have some of those like brindled patterns to be more like...
Of course.
Now fully in the sunlight, and the sun has it sort of like how a cat in the sun, it's sort of like the fur gets warmer. There is a smell of like a deep and majestic wild smell to be around the musk of something that has lived its whole life in the forest. It is rich and magical and wondrous, and in the same token, you smell honey and the smell of hay and all manner of strange things as you step forward into the sunlight, and you are in a world strange and wonderful, and those bees have no idea what's coming.
I think Ursulon is now going to lead the way. And I think head toward... I just want to go look. I think because... I want to see the bees.
Yeah. You go up towards the bees. You observe them for a moment. All of you see the bees avoid Ursulon as he steps forward.
You built these hives?
I helped.
But the bees did not build the hives. You built the hive and the bees live in it.
Yeah.
And I think Ursulon is going to... attempt to figure out how to get inside.
give me a sleight of hand check.
Okay. Oh, 18.
Yes.
Listen, this is a wild one. This is a spirit of the forest. But forest or not, figuring out how to get honey and fast is absolutely in the wheelhouse of this creature. You see that there is a weird metal spigot. You're like, oh, it's like, it's not as bright or shiny as your pauldron, but mm-hmm. you sense it's made of the same kind of stuff. And you can turn the spigot, and you see a little burgeoning of honey. And there's supposed to normally be a jar under here that Ame would be holding.
I think I use both of my paws to start... to spin it as fast as I can.
It spins and honey begins to fall out.
I think it's one gentle lick at first, a second lick. It seems consistent. I'm gonna just kind of angle my head underneath it.
Mm-hmm. You angle your head. Oh, this honey is delicious. It is so good. You have eaten honey before in the world of spirits, and perhaps that honey has a more enchanting flavor. You've tasted honey that has songs woven into it. You've tasted honey that can turn into a story under the light of the full moon. But there's something about this honey that feels special, because you think that if you ate all this honey, it would just be gone. And that's sort of special in its own way.
Ursulon continues, leans out, goes, your honey is quiet. And then turn back.
This tends to be a predominant trait of honey.
Suvi is lost in the Zen cone of whatever that meant.
And just continue to, I want to see the end.
Yeah, I feel like this is a moment where we see exactly how perpendicular Suvi's way of understanding the world and Ursulon's way of understanding the world. Your honey is quiet. What? Incredible. You gulp this stuff down. It is incredible. It tastes so good. This world of honor is remarkable. The honey is great. All right. So I think there is a sense of frustration at the fact that you haven't immediately gotten honor upon arriving back here. And this whole thing of, you know, Suvi saying, well, there was not honor in the house, but there's a way to find honor. And Give me a like a wisdom check.
Oh, second one of the day. Oh, 16, yeah.
You begin to think that you feel frustrated at the fact that like a step has been added before honor. And then you realize that you've never really wanted anything that was more than one step away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Ursulon is at belly filled with honey. I think comes to terms with the idea that there is an obstacle. But I think also acknowledges that with that obstacle, I think puts together that these two girls are the way over it, that they know things.
Amit did say that she thinks that honor, you have to be old enough to earn honor. Mm-hmm. It's honor something you earn as you get older.
And I think even if a lot of the words like older don't really, because there's just the age that you get devoured and that's and leaving age, older doesn't really like hit with Ursulon, but she knows. She has an idea of how to get honor, and she knows her current. So this is these two. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah. You know, I'm never supposed to really have that much honey, but, like, I think that we can make an exception for an honored friend, right?
Honored friend. No. We call them wild ones. Is that bad?
No, I don't think so. What you said your name was Ursulon?
Ursulon. Do you know Yorin?
No. Is his father the Great Bear?
No, he wasn't shaped like a bear.
Then I don't think I know him. But your honey is good.
Are you gonna eat all of it?
I believe I have.
You have eaten truly all of the honey. You hear a bell ringing from a corner of the cottage. So the other corner of the cottage near a spinning room, near like a weaving and spinning room that is in one corner of the cottage that Grandma Wren keeps. The bell rings and you hear a call out from a window of,
"Girls, it's time to stop playing in the forest. Time to come wash up and get ready for dinner."
Do you want to meet Grandma Wren, or should this just kind of be a thing for us?
Who is Grandma Wren? Who is her father?
I don't know if she's too old to ever.
No, she's everyone. Yeah, no, she would. How could someone be older than her?
I mean, if you two think I should meet Grandma Wren.
Yes,
she knows everything.
Okay.
You have to tell her you need all the honey.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not taking a fall this time.
Well, there will be more honey, right? And Ursulon is going to speak to the bees using speech of beast. So I'm going to talk to the bees.
Talk to the bees?
And go, "You will make more honey."
You see that a number of bees land sort of just on your talon and dance around and shake their little butts, and that's how bees talk. And you see that they seem excited to make more honey. You have done no harm to them by eating this honey.
They will make more honey. And I'm going to gesture for them.
They fly off.
We should meet Grandma Wren, who knows everything.
Yeah.
That was magic. You just imagine.
I did magic. Magic is not a word. Or...
You wouldn't think of it that way.
Yeah. I did magic.
You talked to the bees, but you didn't use words to do the magic. And then earlier, I smelled it.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that him and his family can do, right?
Yeah, but
it's like talk to bees and
no, but magic takes you have to learn it, and you have to do spells, and you have to write it down, and it takes so much to learn.
I guess
how do you just do it? You can't just do it.
They are friends of the forest and of the Great Bear.
Magic is just there. It's not like, you know, you make it happen. It just is there.
No,
Well, we'll revisit this later, maybe.
I want to meet Grandma Wren. And Ursulon is going to take off toward with the bell.
Grandma Wren, Grandma Wren, we have a guest for dinner.
Amazing. You all run off to the house. And I'm going to say that as you rush in, you probably rush in through like the back door, like that sort of farmhouse door that opens top and bottom.
Oh my God, we have to open up both doors because you're big.
As you
definitely, we just walk
we blow through the bottom door. Top doors for suckers.
Top doors for suckers.
As you rush in, you see that the door to Grandma Wren's weaving room is closed, and you hear hushed voices from within. Grandma Wren is here looking out through the window from the sort of drawing room off to the side with the fireplace. You look out and see a strange horse tied to the post outside. While you're in the forest, it's possible that someone has come visiting Grandma Wren. Grandma Wren normally doesn't close doors in the house. When Lohan comes over, they sit at the kitchen table. Grandma Wren told you a long time ago, Ame, that an open door is an invitation and that a closed door is an answer.
She must not want to be disturbed.
But she called us.
Why don't you guys wash up and everything? You've got a lot of sticky here.
Honey, yes, Ursulon's entire face and chest.
Why don't you show him where to wash up real quick?
Okay, come on.
And I hold out my hand.
I take it.
Oh, sticky.
very sticky.
Ame listens at the door.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, God damn it.
Bad Ame.
I am so, rolls are so bad now.
You can do it. You can do it. It's going to be this. It's going to be different.
You got it. It's not going to be in that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're not pulling one down my blouse.
Yep.
Oh.
Ooh. That is a 10.
Hushed voices mutter. It sounds like the voice of a grown-up, a man by the sound of it, the timbre and tone, who is doing most of the talking in, even though he's a grown-up and sounds very important, it sounds pleading, childish. In a weird way, you can tell that Grandma Wren is being asked for something by the tone, but the words are too difficult to make out. As you listen for a time, struggling to hear words, eventually Grandma Wren speaks with more than a single utterance or an acknowledgement, which is most of what she says, just minor affirmations and invitations to keep going. You hear a sudden increase in volume that almost makes you move back a little bit. The man's voice speaks. A time will come when these decisions are made not by us, but for us. Grandma Wren speaks and says, the matters of my interest are mine and mine alone. Do not mistake the fact that I am not doing what you wish I would do to be evidence that I am not doing what needs doing. Jasper. There is a long silence. The man says, can only hope you're right. Some of us feel that this is more than strategic. Some of us feel that hope has already been lost. Things lost, things found.
Hope, as most things, can be made by clever hands and stout hearts. Good day, Jasper. We've talked long enough.
You hear the door open, and you see a man walk out to the horse, and you see him wearing a cloak of the same style and shade of the cloak that Suvi holds and bears close. We re-enter Grandmother Wren's cottage, and we see young Suvi taking Ursulon to the washing basin in the bathroom. There is a large porcelain gilded clawfoot bathtub, this enormous bathtub in a clay tile bathroom that is one of the parts of the cottage that actually doesn't have plaster walls. There's a lot of wood in here and then red clay tiles up everywhere. And there is a small little wood stove piping away in the corner that has hanging high up above it a basically large pail or bucket of water that is kept warm rather than boiling hot by its proximity to the wood stove. Within here, there's also a small wash basin and a absolutely enchanting shelf of various alchemical tinctures, salves, potions. This is the house of a witch. The medicine cabinet is absolutely bonkers, for lack of a more scientific term. All of the various potions and salves and things like that are arranged without labels because all of them are made by Grandmother Wren herself for her own home and use, and therefore, for the most part, she knows what they all are. However, a lot of the more, shall we say, potent bath potions are sealed up with little bits of gold wire, yeah. Such that enterprising children might not avail themselves to some of the more devious or diabolical soaps and perfumes.
No bath salts.
No bath salts for the young children. Suvi, as you bring Ursulon in here, Ursulon, what is going through your mind as you walk through your
more doors,
your second door, but your first time inside where you have never been before?
I think Ursulon, I think the entire experience is just a bit overwhelming. Honey made sense. It didn't sing, but it was close. And there was like the enjoyment. There were just like context clues that like Ursulon was able to like put together in his head. But I do think as we move more inside, there's just a lot of it. It's just like colors and I think I keep checking to see when we'll be able to see the sky again and wondering if there'll be holes in or spots where the ceiling is open and I'm just surprised that it's not. But then kind of, I think, wrap it into this general overwhelming experience. And I'm just, just keeping my eyes on the back of Suvi's head because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Suvi, what do you do as you whisk Ursulon away to the bathroom?
This is a tiny, bossy child who now gets to be the boss. You don't know what better. This is my domain.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you grab the big bucket? It's high and you don't have to use a step stool to grab it. So can you just get it and bring it down here and pour some in the basement, in the basin? Can you also, what's your favorite smell? Flowers? Leaves? Bark.
What is a bucket?
Suvi fully pauses and then just slowly points at the bucket hanging over the wood stove.
Oh, bucket.
It's a little hot, maybe.
Ursulon's just going to put both his hands on it.
I'm going to have a little roll here to see.
Oh, no.
As you put your hands on the bucket, you were not, you knew it was warm in this room, but the bucket is not painful, but a little bit warmer than you were anticipating.
Great. I still take it and go, ha, ha.
There's a thing that the rainbow bit at the top. Oh, sorry. Pour it in there. And I point at the little basin.
Ursuline pours it in that way that like a kid who like is like barely making it. And it's just kind of, there's a lot of splash. A lot of splash.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Is that what is?
Not yet.
Like a
flowers,
small
leaves.
Small pond?
Yes. Flowers, leaves, or bark?
Leaves.
Okay. And then she drags the step stool over and starts looking at the front of the potions, the ones that she's allowed access to, and that she has been told over time, you can touch these and they won't be bad, and goes for the one that smells like a mixture of like rosemary and like pine needles, and kind of gives it a big old huff like, leaves. And then dumps a couple drops of the oil into the basin and then grabs like this big white sort of chapped looking bar of soap, dunks into the basin and grabs a little washcloth and starts lathering it and just looks at you like she's about to attack you.
Ursuline is going to like, I think, crouch down or like get down on all fours. similarly like conflictory pose of like, are we about to fight?
Getting honey all over the bathroom floor.
Yes. And I am absolutely, once that that little like gray washcloth is like super sudsy, I'm sprinting at ya.
I'm going to attempt to dodge.
Great. I'm going to need an athletics from Suvi and an acrobatics or athletics from Ursuline.
Great.
Okay, let's go. 13 minus 1 is a 12.
12 plus 0 is a 12.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yes. So I'm going to say, Ursuline, that Suvi leaps at you, grabs you. In this case, you are able to move, but in other words, because you have met each other's scores, Suvi gets you, but you are bigger than her and can move around where you want to move around. But she has clung to you and is washing.
I think I'm just going to start walking like slowly around the room. What is this? What are you?
Good.
What are you?
No, you can keep moving. This
what
is
are
good.
You? What is this?
I'm getting the honey off of your fur.
Why?
Because it shouldn't be there. You're sticky.
I might eat some later.
No, you're going to get different food soon.
What?
You don't leave extra food on you.
Where are you going to put it?
With the honey?
Yes.
It's going to be on this, and I just hold it. But don't let this touch your eyes. It will hurt.
It's. Why is the honey bad now?
Honey should be inside your body or on food that will go inside your mouth, but it shouldn't be on you because that's messy, and messy is bad.
I do not like this.
I'm sorry. Do you want more leaves? More leaf smell?
Yes.
Okay. And I disengage and I climb off of you, add some more smell, and then gently walk back over and ask you to put your like paws in my hands and I start washing your hands.
I do. And I think I, now that it's been explained a little bit better, I think Ursuline is able to focus on the sensation and the pleasantness of engaging and be in the touch of it all, and is less averse.
As you are getting washed, give me a constitution saving throw and also give me a wisdom saving throw.
Wow, what a thrill.
Am I killing Ursuline?
What a thrill. Oh, con saving throw is a 2. No. Wisdom saving throw is a natural 1. All right, Brennan, you wanted to do something to me. Let's. You can do it at the zenith. Natural 2 plus 0 on the con, and a natural 1.
Ursuline, you smell the perfume of pine and rosemary wafting off of the soap as your paws get washed. You are becoming cleaned. You are indoors. And the honey not from a wild hive in the forest, but from four little wooden hutches with metal spigots in the side for the honey to pour out, is sitting in your stomach. Your stomach feels heavy. The food in there is being digested. It is being eaten. And it's not a memory. It's not going away. I don't know that Ursulon would know that this was happening on an academic level, but you feel a heaviness in your stomach. And I think the honey, it's maybe alarming, but also not terribly unpleasant. It might feel a little bit intoxicating, or at the very least, Ursulon is feeling the effect of this honey and is feeling a little bit altered, perhaps both sluggish and euphoric, perhaps a little bit tired and a little bit manic. It is an attitude that we would recognize in a lot of human children, but it's affecting you. With that failed wisdom saving throw on a natural one, the smell of pine is all-consuming. The woman who lives in this place has put the forest in a bottle. And I think in addition to feeling the sluggish mania, if that makes sense, of the honey, you also are affected by a profound and romantic confusion as the smell floods your mind and you realize that you are in a world where none of the things that made sense to you before make sense. A woman put the forest in a bottle and put water in a bucket, and the honey on your hands is now soap on the floor. Anything can be anything in this world.
Fuck. That's cool.
I think that's too much for Ursula. And I do think, Suvi, you notice as his, the paws are out, I think Ursulon just gets, I think, kind of locks into the soap on the floor and the scent in the air and just gets waxy. It's just kind of, it's just sitting silently as you, like, kind of go as you, like, and even when you finish washing his paws, they remain there.
Are you okay?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
I believe I may need to go home. I will return. I will get honor, but I may need to go home.
Okay. Sometimes I go away a little bit too, and that's okay. So,
She sees that your hands are still out and kind of puts the like soapy rag down and wipes her hands off, like just across the top of her shirt and her little coverall situation like you do. And she just grabs your hands and goes,
okay, do you want us to go with you?
You both hear a slamming of a door outside. And you hear footsteps outside that are not Grandma Wren's.
The man. Is that?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to wait?
And she just grabs your hand. And, you know, like a child who now has a new thought and none of the old thoughts, happily pulls you out of this warm red room to be like, let's go find out what that is. And then we'll take you home.
Ursulon, feeling very sluggish and out of it, you move through this space. Give me a perception check. We'll call it a DC 10.
We're not going to hit that. That's going to be a cool 4.
You are out of it. You sort of stumble a little bit after Suvi, but Suvi, you rush over to join Ame. who is standing at the window, and you watch a man walk past the window wearing a cloak very similar to your mother's. And you watch this man in this cloak mount up on this horse and begin riding away.
No. No. And I immediately smack the window.
You smack the window, and what is your intention as you smack the window? Just to make a noise to alert him? Or
yeah, I just want to look at someone that looks like home. And I want him to see me.
You go to smack the window. Yeah, Ame.
Ame tries to grab her hand.
Go ahead and give me opposed.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me some opposed rolls here.
16.
Natural one. Ame, you something tells you that this would not be good to do.
Yeah.
You grab Suvi's hands.
And I said, wait.
No.
Shh.
No.
Shh. Grandma Rena.
No. What if that was someone from my parents and they were coming at me because they were coming back? You don't know. Let go of me.
Grandma Rena hasn't told anybody about you. Why do you think that is? She's kept you hidden every time somebody comes by the cottage. She had the door closed. She never keeps the door closed.
Am I in trouble?
No. What? I don't know. Well, I don't think it... If you are, I don't think it's your fault.
No, I must have done something.
No!
I'm sorry.
No! You're okay. You're fine. I just want to make sure you're safe, you know? If she'd wanted them to talk to you, she would have told you.
You're right.
Grandma Wren knows everything.
Grandma Wren knows everything.
Give me an insight check, Ursulon.
You're welcome.
9.
These two little girls that you know are also children speak of people and places and things with a level of complexity you cannot begin to understand. They reference other people coming to the cottage, and they know what that means. They reference Suvi being hidden, and they know what that means. They reference their own intent and the intent of others and the intent of third parties beyond them and information that is partially known and partially unknown to both and neither.
I think it's all generally too much for Ursulon, which is why he's just saying things he heard from them earlier. But I think there's a lot. Well, there's a 9. So I think it's all a lot.
I think there's a moment where you go, in the same way that like a mortal child traveling to fairy would behold some great and ethereal magic and go like, oh, this is beyond my, it's like them talking about the world and people and how scared and smart you have to be in the big bad world is, for you, some are devoured by your father and some aren't, and there is no more subtlety to it than that. And all of you hear the shutting of a door once again, the door leading to the outside from Grandmother Wren's sewing room.
What do we do? Are you okay?
I need to go home. I need to go home.
Oh, this must all be a lot for you. Okay. Do you know how to get back?
I will come back for honor. But not today. Not today.
Oh.
Okay.
But you'll come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
You promise?
Yes. I want to know about Sir Curran. Yes, I want to meet him and have him give me honor. So I will be back, but I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Oh, let's get you home.
Suvi's kind of just staring out of the window in the direction that horse disappeared.
Okay. Okay. What? Okay.
No, let's take him back, and we can talk about everything else after.
Okay.
So we head back.
How close is it to nightfall?
It's getting pretty close.
Oh. Should we tell Grandma Wren? We'll just go real quick to take our friend back.
She told me that I'm not supposed to go out at night.
Okay, well, you really need to go home. Okay, I bet we can make it back in time.
Okay.
So we run out.
Okay. Yeah, you run out. Ursulon, you, of course, are accompanying Suvi. Are you accompanying them?
Suvi stands in the door for him and watches you run.
Do you want to come?
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to go out at night.
Well, it's not night yet.
It will be soon.
We can make it.
No, if I'm not good, they won't come back in time. I'm going to wait here.
They'll come back? You don't... Oh. You think... Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. You can stay here then. Okay, let's go.
Suvi, you hold to the promise you made. Ame, you take your newfound friend back to the woods, and little children take time to learn to consider all the consequences of their actions. So perhaps it has not occurred to Ame what she was asking of Suvi to go out into the woods this close to night, or perhaps it has not occurred to Suvi that if Ursulon is brought home, she will have to walk through the forest alone on her way back to the cottage.
Ah, beans.
That was Lou Wilson as Ursulon, Erica Ishii as Ame, Abria Iyengar as Suvi, and Brennan Lee Mulligan as everything and everyone else. We hope you're enjoying the children's adventure, because none of this would be possible without you. If you are liking it, make sure to tell your friends about it. And from all of us, thank you. These episodes were edited and designed by Casey Tony and scored by Casey Tony and Taylor Moore. He sounds nice.